everyone. You're listening to the I Go With Ego podcast, bringing you guests with first-hand experience in studying abroad and seasoned personalities excelling in the workforce. We want you to own your journey and be the best you can be. Now presenting your host, Ego Kenny Ekakite.
Welcome to another exciting episode of the I Go With Ego podcast, where we explore the ins and outs of studying abroad. Today we have an episode that is going to be incredibly useful for all you aspiring globetrotters and curious minds out there. We are delving into the world of studying abroad etiquette, a topic that's essential for making the most of your international education experience while respecting the local culture. To all our listeners and followers out there, I want to say a big thank you for making the I Go With Ego podcast one of the leading podcasts in the study abroad podcast we have today around the world. So thank you once more. Studying abroad is not just about attending classes in a foreign country. It's about immersing yourself in a new culture, learning from the people, and becoming a global citizen. And to do that effectively, understanding and respecting the local etiquette is as paramount as you can think. Today, our first etiquette is cultural sensitivity and awareness. Now, before you even step foot on the plane, take the time to research the cultural norms and the values of your destination. This will not only help you avoid unintentionally offending somebody, but it also shows that you have made an effort to understand and appreciate their way of life. Everyone is different. There's so many cultural differences out there. So you don't want to offend people by doing the wrong thing or saying the wrong thing or making the wrong move. Now, it's crucial to remember that what might be considered polite in your home country could be completely different in your host country. For example, gestures, body language, and even eye contact. Growing up in Nigeria, it's hard to look your parents in the eyes because it's a form of disrespect. So most of us grew up looking down when talking to our parents, so we don't look them eyeballs to eyeball, which is a form of disrespect. But over here in the US, people love for you to look at them eyeball to eyeball here. It shows a form of confidence. It shows a form of you being honest and being truthful about what you're saying. So always be observant and be willing to adapt. Our second etiquette tip revolves around dressing appropriately. So clothing is often a reflection of cultural norms. And yes, wearing attire that is respectful to the local custom can make a big difference in how you're perceived. I remember I had a student that told me about his study abroad time in Japan. He said that he learned that removing your shoes before entering someone's home in Japan or certain indoor spaces is a sign of respect. Back home, he said that pulling your shoes before entering someone's home is a suspicious sign and is a sign of, are you okay? Is something wrong with you? So remember to always be prepared for such practices that might be common in your host country, but not common in where you're going to. The third etiquette for me is engage in local customs. Embracing local customs is not just about respecting etiquette. It's about creating meaningful connections with the people around you and the people you find yourself with in your host country. Such connections could be connections that could lead to a job opportunity in the future, that could lead to a recommendation in the future, that could lead to friendships that could last a lifetime. So participating in local festivals, trying traditional foods, and even learning a few phrases in the local language can go a long way in building bridges and showing people that truly and genuinely you are interested in their culture. It is one thing to learn a new culture, but it's one thing also to share the culture where you come from. That way, both parties are learning. Our next tip is all about punctuality. In some cultures, being on time is crucial, while in others, a more relaxed approach is acceptable. So knowing the expectations regarding punctuality will help you avoid unnecessary stress and misunderstanding. One thing I tell my students before they come is, hey, when you come here, if you have a class for 9 a.m., make sure you get to class before 9 a.m. Another one is respect academic norms. Of course, you're studying abroad, And so let's not forget about academic etiquettes. Now, different countries may have varying expectations when it comes to classroom behavior, addressing professors by name, and even note taking. Now, when I came to America, my professors wanted us to call them by their first name, which was a norm here. It felt so strange to me at first, you know, but it's important to adapt and follow local practices. And trust me, even to today, that's one practice I did not learn, because I told them that where I come from, it is possible for me to call my elders by their name, first name. And so I continue calling them Professor Rosenblum, Professor Kingston, Dean Cummins, Mr. Vincent, you know, Chancellor Strobel, you know, Chancellor Hedgin. That times when you are conflicted between learning a new culture or keeping what you have, what you know before from home. Now, in this instance, if you're okay with calling them by the first name, you go ahead to do it. But if you know it's not okay with you, tell them that, oh, Professor, oh, Dean Cummins, oh, Chancellor Strobel, I can't call you by your first name. In form of disrespect from where I come from. And so I wouldn't want to do that here. So please indulge me. And of course, they're willing to listen to you when you tell them that. And my professors today, they're comfortable with me calling them with Professor or Dean or Chancellor, and it's okay to do that. Another one is be mindful of social norms. Lastly, being mindful of social norms can help you navigate personal relationships, avoid uncomfortable situations. Dating and relationships, for instance, can have different dynamics in different cultures. So it's important for you to understand and respect these differences to avoid any misunderstanding or unintentional disrespect, and to ask for permission, ask for consent before you do anything. Before you hug somebody, you shake somebody, you give a praying hand to somebody, or you just ask for permission, or before you do anything crazy, because you don't want to end up in police custody when you know you're on a visa. As international students, you cannot risk any issue with the police or the law. And so you want to be careful, because we've had instances where international students were accused of raping somebody. Some were true, some were false, but you don't want to get there in the first place. So you have to be mindful and careful of your social norms and how you talk to people and how you interact with people of the opposite sex or the same sex going forward. And there you have it, folks. I hope you've enjoyed the comprehensive guide to studying abroad etiquette that will not only make your experience smoother, but also help you create lasting connections with the people you meet along the way. Remember, studying abroad is a unique opportunity to broaden your horizon and to step out of your comfort zone. So go out there, embrace the diversity, and be open to learning from the experiences that come your way. That's it, everyone. This is a wrap for this episode on studying abroad etiquette. Join me next time as we explore more fascinating facets of traveling, of studying, of living abroad, and the experiences that come with it. Don't forget to follow us on all social media handles at IGoWithEgo. Don't forget to send us a DM, and together we'll keep making new memories and having a good time in this world. Have a good one. Thank you so much.